Adrienne Grace, right here, it practices probate, guardianship, special needs estate planning, and social security law at her own firm in Frisco, Texas. Ms. Grace began her legal career approximately 15 years ago in the Washington, D.C. area as an appellate attorney for the Social Security Administration. This experience gave her unique knowledge of complex eligibility rules for Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare programs, and the historical social policies behind these programs. She uses this insider knowledge to advise her clients on the process for obtaining public benefits, while also assisting them with estate planning tools that both preserve these benefits and leave their children a financial legacy. In addition to her probate, guardianship, and estate planning practice, she maintains a selective practice of assisting elder clients apply for and appeal claims for Social Security disability benefits. She enjoys helping these clients avoid the permanent reduction that occurs through early retirement while maintaining her agency appellate skills. Her unique knowledge and skill in the combined areas of estate planning, Social Security, probate, and guardianship law is frequently sought out by her colleagues, probate judges, and bank trust officers, as she's always game for solving a tough Social Security issue. And I know we all know we have many of those. Ms. Grace is a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys and the National Organization of Social Security Claimant Representatives and is licensed to practice law in Texas and in Virginia. She's currently a member of the Professional Advisors Board of the Southwest Foundation, Community Foundation in Dallas, and a member of the Board of Directors of My Possibilities, a nonprofit in Plano, Texas, that provides social and work skills programming for adults with intellectual and development disabilities. Please welcome Adrienne Grace.
Thank you. Okay, that was a good enough introduction. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about administrative law and Social Security Administration, because the thing about being the second to last person is I think everything has been said with regard to many of the things I was going to say in my slides, and I want to pick out a few things that will be new and different, maybe you've never heard before. So I'll probably skip through a lot of slides and hopefully save some time at the end for questions if there's any. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the two main reasons and causes for termination of benefits, which Social Security often calls cessation, and that's the income and resource rules, and why those end up causing people to get overpayment letters. And we'll talk a little about the tools for fixing these excess income and resource issues. Some of them we've already been talking about a lot today, and so I'll probably skip through those charts and talk about the ones I haven't heard. Okay, Justice Scalia is kind of considered the grandfather of administrative law, and this is one of my favorite quotes of his, and I just think it's funny. Administrative law is not for sissies. It's a little boring, so clutch the sides of your chair, steel yourselves for a really dull lecture. Okay, this is what I wanted to talk to you all about because I got my start as an attorney in Washington, D.C. I studied administrative law and regulatory policy. I'm not primarily an estate planner, but that's what I've evolved into coming back to Texas, returning to my home state. But I had an interest in going into the government and being a public interest attorney. When I graduated, it was during our last huge recession. It was the 08-09 recession. A lot of people lost their jobs. The workers who are laid off first are going to be our elderly workers, our workers that are closer to retirement age and who have chronic health problems. And so the first thing they do is they want to apply, if they've gotten some counsel, they want to apply for Social Security disability. So there was a huge backlog at the Social Security Administration of these unadjudicated claims. And as part of the Economic Recovery Act that was signed in to law by the Obama administration, a lot of money was put into SSA at that time. So that's how I ended up at Social Security, is they were doing a mass hiring of attorneys because they wanted to increase the quality of the decisions that were going out and how those were looked at. The benefit was I got a ton of training about Social Security program rules and really about how that brain thinks when it's considering disability and eligibility for these programs. And of course, the long-standing social policies that went behind the creation of the Social Security Administration and the programs that we have today.